Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here addresses the believers because they are the heirs of the book. They are the ones who bore the book and took the message and embraced Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this category, ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. What type of ظُلْم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring here to? It is actually the various types of sins. The various types of sins that Muslims are committing. If we look at the state of Muslims now, coming in the 21st century, and look at the state of Muslims in terms of ibadah, worship of Allah, in terms of behavior, in terms of ethics, in terms of integrity, we'll find Muslims being very backward. Instead, Muslims are trying to take the example of the West, that is by its people being actually deemed as the worst example. Muslims around the Islamic world now are trying to follow every practice of the West, every practice of non-Muslims, following their footsteps, taking their lifestyle, their model, taking their inventions, taking everything they produce, from music to food, in every area, from clothes to movies and theater, literature, in every area. And then we look for a victory for Islam and we wonder why Islam is not victorious. نعيب زماننا والعيب فينا ولو نطق الزمان إذا هجانا. One poet put it in a beautiful line. We blame our time for our faults, but the blame is on us. If time spoke, it would slander us. It would accuse us and criticize us and reveal our own faults. Don't put the blame on others. We Muslims fall under this category, ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. We have wronged ourselves. We are so far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are so much engaged in the dunya. We claim we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we can hardly prove it. We claim we love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but only by words. We claim we follow the sharia, but we're being selective and picky. We take what is easy, telling us subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us God. This is easy on us, we take it. This is difficult, just forget about it. This is our state. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. We have wronged ourselves. When we look at the state of Muslims around the world now and compare it to how it was before, we find a big gap, abyss, different. And we expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would turn to us. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the following